Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
I know I can't afford to stop.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. 713-780-3776. We got an hour left this week. Come on. Who wants in? Get in here and give a shout out to whoever, to your doctor or to your lawyer, your gynecologist, whatever. Whoever you want to give a shout out to. You're more than welcome to get in here and do that. Okay.
Well, that just happened because a caller earlier did that.
Yeah. Baron. Mm-hmm. Baron wanted to shout out his doctor.
One of John's friends. They just turned it into a like a text string with them, and then it became part of the show. About golf, of all things.
Well, no, we wanted to talk about golf. You know what? People like, talk about golf.
Like golf that's
this is like
personal
golf
to him.
Heaven. This is golf heaven here.
Yeah, but it wasn't just golf. It was like golf that was specific to his interests.
No, not
golf.
Really, because you talk about live and
yeah, we don't want their blood money. I should have just said, well, why are we going to talk about the live blood money coming to Houston in the middle of the summer? Which actually for
June 8th.
June is not the middle of the summer.
June 8th.
The middle of summer is like August.
No, but how hot is it going to be?
I mean, it's going to suck, yeah.
Why would you have a June tournament here?
I saw there are tickets, so I bought tickets for NRG Stadium when Inter Miami comes to town to play a friendly against, I think, was it a Mexican club team? Or I can't remember who they're playing, but I'm like, cool, I want to check out Messi again. I'll get some tickets. So I did. I got another email that said, hey, you want to get some tickets? First ever game at college at Kyle Field. Kyle Field's going to have Mexico versus Brazil. Now I would 100% consider going to see a friendly between Mexico and Brazil in person at Kyle Field. But it's like in July. It's either June or July in the afternoon.
Did they warn the two nations
like,
what they're doing?
What in the world? Like, it's so hot now, you can't even... If it's going to be one of our 107 days that we have now, where it's, you know, it's only 105
today. You're
not going
to be sitting outside.
In Kyle Field?
Oh, in Kyle Field. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
No. I was already, I'm off of NRG Stadium. I'm talking about Kyle Field. Mexico versus Brazil.
No.
They're selling tickets for an afternoon friendly between Mexico and Brazil in $100 billion, in 100 billion heat.
No, that's dumb. That is the dumbest thing ever.
We're going to have to build retractable roofs on everything. Because I'm not sitting outside in the heat. I'm sorry. However, I would like for them to open the roof more.
No.
When it's nice.
They can't open it. Why? What do you want them up there with some?
No, NRG Stadium can't be open.
No.
Granted, but Minute Maid Park can.
Minute Maid Park can be open.
How
and
often
I like
has,
it. I love it when it's
how,
open.
I do too. How often has it been open this year?
Not often.
How
no.
Come?
No, it was open, right?
It should be.
Yeah.
I haven't been yet, but... Porque no, it's got good, you know, the weather's been fine.
Yeah.
You might as well get it in now.
Yeah. I got down a rabbit hole of women actresses who, that in their teens and what they look like now.
That's depressing.
Well, not really. Some of them still got, Elle McPherson still has her fastball. I mean, some of them are.
Elle McPherson, the supermodel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer still looks good, 64. She's the supermodel looks good. Yeah. Elizabeth Shue, she's still.
Along that same line, Ryan, who will call this show and also will call the next show, he doesn't do this here, but he does it on my show. He likes to ask me the probability of a current successful Hollywood actress turning to OnlyFans at some point in their career.
Well, Drea De Mateo did it to get her house paid off because she was going to get foreclosed on. So,
but he asked me about he asked me about Sydney Sweeney. Like the probability of her.
Zero.
This is what I'm saying.
She's getting too much money.
Would she make more
now.
Money? Hold on. Would she make more money on OnlyFans or doing what she does now?
Movies. I mean, I don't know what she's going to get paid for Happy Gilmore 2, but it's probably substantial.
Do you know how much she would make
on OnlyFans? She's going to start making a lot of money.
On OnlyFans, I will bet you she would make $80 million in a year. Probably. Now, maybe she can make that with all of her. I'll bet you
she
can
make it. Has anyone heard about Alexandra Daddario? Is she a possibility?
She has not transitioned to OnlyFans.
No. Okay. If she does.
That's a great question.
If she does, let me know.
She's starring in a series. I mean, it is AMC, but it's going into its second season. So maybe you're going to have to wait a little bit.
All right.
Because she is active and working. And
Iggy Azalea's on there.
That she is.
Female rappers are definitely going to turn to that. That's already started happening.
Iggy Azalea's there?
Because they start figuring out, if you're already doing booty stuff anyway, you might as well just go to OnlyFans.
By booty stuff, you mean wearing provocative outfits and dancing?
Yeah.
That's what you mean by booty stuff? Okay.
Yeah. I don't mean...
Just to clear it up.
Because she wouldn't even have to... I mean, she could do tasteful news. She doesn't have to go full doing stuff.
She's got a big
But she's
name.
Already making bank. She's making a bunch of money.
Well, yeah. Guys have been wanting to see her since she popped onto the scene.
By the way, the roof has not been open this year. We don't follow Charlie Pelillo.
Yeah,
so
he will let us know. Yeah.
Charlie Pelillo does let you know. He does let you know.
Roof's not been open all year, but it's been... We've had some
it's been perfect,
pretty good weather.
Though.
Yeah. What about the girl? What about the girl in Yellowstone, who's actually not even American, by the way?
Kelly Riley.
Yeah,
I would imagine she.
Remember when she was in the tub? Like she was throwing around some OnlyFans stuff in the early seasons of Yellowstone.
Well, yeah, she was throwing it around.
She's been working for a while now. I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
What about the girl from Game of Thrones?
Which one?
The Khaleesi.
She said she ain't ever doing that again. That?
Okay, never say never.
No, she said she ain't ever doing it again.
Okay, yeah. I saw season one.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah, no,
season
one. That was it.
Yeah, she's too fancy now, but let's see if those roles dry up. Yeah.
Well, you don't think she got paid quite a bit? She might be okay. Maybe she's bad with money, but if she's not bad with money, she's going to be okay.
If her agent negotiated a good deal.
But she was in some, I mean, they're not good movies, but she was in some blockbuster IP stuff that would have got her paid. I think you're out of luck.
I'm seeing Dakota Fanning right now. I'm watching the new show, Ripley.
Ripley, yeah. I saw the first episode.
On ES, yeah. I'm on the second episode. Kind of shot in a noir.
Yeah, John, it's the...
Black and white.
It's a TV version of The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Oh, yeah.
I love the movie. I thought the movie was great. This guy, it's so disconcerting, though, because the actor who plays Tom Ripley is 47. You can tell he's older than him, but it just...
Yeah, it is.
Something feels a little off. He's got a bad wig that he's wearing.
It's an odd choice for him. To choose a guy of that age.
Yeah, that's not great for Tom Ripley. Everyone hates him already off the bat. Everyone doesn't trust him.
What do you mean? In the show or?
In the show, yeah. The actor.
Well, they just don't trust him.
Yeah, well, yeah, he can't pop that. Well, everyone's seen the movie. You know the deal. But yeah, you bring it up. Like, Matt Damon played that role when he was young.
Matt Damon and Jude Law was younger. He would have been maybe older than Matt Damon.
Yeah, this guy is it?
Adam,
yeah.
It doesn't really make any sense. He's too old.
He is too old.
He's clearly older than the...
He's got some creepy hair going on.
Dickie Greenleaf, the guy who he's trying to convince. So.
Although that guy's 41 in real life, feels like he's about 14 years old.
And Dakota Fanning's in her 30s, so I don't remember how old Gwyneth Paltrow was when that movie came out. But
they were all a lot younger.
Yeah.
See, I don't even want to think. Dakota Fanning. We knew her when she was a little kid.
I don't know if she's going to be.
Well, you don't have to ogle.
Yeah, you don't have to just watch her.
You can just watch her as an actress.
No, you guys were talking about her on OnlyFans. No.
No, we weren't.
No, we didn't.
We were talking about Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, yeah, but I thought you mentioned that she might go, too.
We're just saying it's
not
a show. No.
No.
You're the one that said Alexander. What's her name?
Alexander Daddario. I didn't know her as a kid.
Yeah. Or the girl, or the Italian girl. What about the Italian girl from White Lotus 2?
We saw a lot of her.
From White Lotus 2.
Yeah.
Get your subscriptions up. You better get your subs up.
I've never been on OnlyFans, and I don't plan on it, even if those two are in.
I haven't either.
Even if those two decide.
But I just think it would. But I just know. People are making money from farts and bottles. I think Sydney Sweeney might be the first billion-dollar OnlyFans person. I bet she could crack $100 million.
It appears she's choosing a different direction for her
career. No, that's fine. She's going to get paid either way. I'm just saying.
I don't recommend
She could crack $100 million.
I don't know if you want to be a sex worker. I don't think she wants to do that.
Yeah,
no, she just has to. She could take pictures in her bathing suit. Being a bathing suit model.
Yeah.
Now,
she doesn't even need that with the shirt she wears. I mean, I think people would just go to it just to see her.
You could just do Google images right now. Like, I ain't paying for that.
But then people will still pay.
She's wearing.
People are paying to watch the women's armpit hair. I mean, are you kidding?
Ugh. Who? What?
Don't say who does that. People
no.
That.
It's on OnlyFans.
It is?
People do that, Del.
Yes.
So the Rockets lost last night.
Oh, you want to transition into something else?
No, I was just capping off this segment to make it
you're
sports.
You're not a very good transitioner.
Rockets lost.
Speaking of armpit hair, the Rockets lost last night.
Rockets were gross, too.
They were gross.
The Rockets were gross from, I mean, the Warriors beat the brakes off of them. Klay Thompson,
that was like five years ago.
Let's hear this. Here's Klay Thompson talking about Tari Eason. So those of you who may have missed, Tari Eason, when the Rockets were coming right up on the Warriors, we were all getting excited. They were one game behind, and Tari Eason did a video after a game saying, "Warriors, come out to play.
Warriors, come out to play." Yeah.
No, it was not that sassy. It was more like the movie version. And
he wore the shirt on the sideline.
And he wore the shirt on the sideline. And the Warriors were well aware of it. We've already seen that Draymond Green made a mention on his podcast. So Klay Thompson was asked if he happened to have seen that, and here was Klay's response.
Seemed like you guys heard that Warriors come out to play.
Yeah, that's pretty lame, especially if you're not even playing. Like, it's one thing if you're playing, you're out there competing, and you can back it up, but if you're just going to be trolling from the sideline, like, bro, what are we doing? Like, at times we talk mess. At least we're out there competing. I'm not going to miss. That's all I have to say about that.
So the utter disgust on his face,
he was disgusted.
You can't see it,
yeah.
But he was disgusted.
He's like, I can't believe I'm even talking about this guy.
It was so lame. I mean, he was disgusted with Tari.
Yeah, Tari was
coming off the court, had something to say to Steph.
Well, we didn't hear, but we saw the video, at least I did. Tari was on the court. He was dapping it up with Draymond, a couple other guys. Fred VanVleet was in an embrace with Steph. And then I think Steph probably said Warriors or yelled at Tari, because it was very cordial between Tari and the other guys. And then as Tari was walking away, he heard Steph, and Steph had like his arms out going, "What?" Yeah. And Tari was like, just clapped it up. Yeah, you got me. You got me. You got me. So the Warriors, despite, you know, being four-time champions, they need stuff for motivation, and they noticed it. You talked about Draymond. Steph had, if you remember, one of the clips from the movie, one of the guys says Warriors come out to play. It has, like, bottles on his fingers. Steph mimicked that on the sideline as the game was wrapping up. Yeah. So the Warriors did notice. They remembered. And they put on just a professional beatdown of the Rockets.
Let's break it. Let's talk a little Craig the Surf, and let's go down to the other side. 713-780-3776.
Let's get to the offers that are on the table. And right now, one of the better offers I've seen in a while on this during truck season is down at Angleton and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Right now, they have, during truck season, they've got well-qualified buyers who are going to get 2.9% APR financing for a full 72 months when you finance with GM Financial on all 23s and 24 Silverado 1500 models. A lot of times you only see it on 1 year, maybe not both. This is 2.9% financing for 72 months on all 23 and 24 Silverado 1500 models. And it gets better than that, because Gulf Coast Chevy has generous discounts to go with that awesome rate. So if you're looking for discounts, you're looking for an APR rate, and you're looking for 72 months to get your payments down, they've got you covered. Shop today at Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. You can just head on out there, go get out there and grab a test drive. They're going to give you a free T-shirt when you have different test drives. You can ask them about that. You can also start your car buying experience at LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
ESPN 97.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.
I like this song.
That is nice.
You're going deep into the record rack.
You're way deep in there, though. Who was that?
Isn't that Johnny Gill?
It might be a sample. This is a Bruno Mars with Finesse.
Oh. I don't care about Bruno as much. No, Love You the Right Way. That's a sample from Love You the Right Way. I think that was Johnny Gill. I think it is a Johnny Gill sample.
I don't know what a sample means anymore. I don't care. What happened to just...
Favorite sample it's on music?
Song. It's a song or it's not a song, okay?
Well, your favorite sample at music or at a Costco?
Oh, well, that sample I know.
Yeah.
I know that you...
Which
like,
one do you like
you
better?
You dine there.
Which one do you like better? I haven't for a long time. I haven't played that game. I used to run the show, but COVID... COVID took away a lot
ran
of stuff.
Ran the show.
I did. Run you could go show. To. You could go right down to the Whole Foods, not Whole Foods, but what's the other one? What's the one that
Costco?
HEB brands?
Oh, I don't know.
They're high end.
Central Market.
Oh, yeah, Central Market.
You could Central Market. You could do work at Central Market, then drive right down to Costco, show your little card, get in there, sample that up, and then go to an HEB. Like you were done.
Then you stopped at all
yeah,
the
lunch.
All the main restaurants
COVID
in the
came.
City.
Yeah, and then COVID came. It's like, we can't have any bread out for you. Bread. They used to have bread and butter out for you. Just a giant tub of butter, a little knife in there, a spreading knife.
Uh-huh.
And then they had like three different types of breads that cut into pieces at Central Market. Huh. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Bread and butter for days. This is fantastic. And then COVID ruined everything.
I used
everything.
To run this show. Let's get Demolgus.
I just asked Lexi, the intern. She said yes. That's
okay, Demolgus, what's up?
Carnalgas, homie.
Oh, los nalgas. Las nalgas.
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 Carnalgas.
Cheeks.
Mm.
Hey, I just want to do a shout-out to Nick Caserio. He's doing his big thing, man. You know, hey, I want to shout out all the 10 girls out there, all the 10, all the pretty ones that are doing OnlyFans. Shout out. And I want to shout out to my Chihuahua, Papa. Shout out, baby. I love you.
Shout out to only the 10s doing OnlyFans. His Chihuahua. And who else? His son?
Nick Caserio.
And Nick Caserio.
Nick Caserio doing his thing.
Doing his thing.
Yeah.
See, that's a good
Thanks,
shout
Malgus.
Out. Maybe we just do Friday shout outs sometimes.
You didn't fool. I
That's
know.
A good shout out.
Friday
all
shout
the out. Tens. Only,
well,
the,
only
tens.
The tens. Yeah.
Not like the sevens.
No.
Just the tens.
Not the armpit people.
Yeah, we don't want to. We're not going to shout out Wisconsin sevens here.
No. Oh, yeah. Shout out
yeah,
to
shout
Wisconsin
out sevens.
Sevens.
No,
they're,
shout
they're
out
rare.
Sevens. Doing, they're doing work too now.
No, Wisconsin sevens. What's the equivalent? A Wisconsin seven is.
Ooh.
Wisconsin seven is a 10 up there.
No,
if you got a seven
no,
in Wisconsin.
No, what's the seven?
No, a Wisconsin seven's like a Houston four.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I got you. A Wisconsin
the conversion
seven.
Rate's not great.
Yeah. No, you're right. Absolutely. I'm sorry, Wisconsin, but shout out to the tens out there.
Apologies to Wisconsin sevens.
There's one of our shout outs. We got the shout out in. Any chance that are you guys going to watch any of the women's final
absolutely
four?
I will
can
yeah
I am too yeah, yeah I am too
absolutely.
I just wanted to make sure that we weren't acting like we were pretending we weren't going to watch it.
No, Caitlin's that's up
you gonna watch both of them.
I am
Caitlin versus Beckers.
Yeah, I probably will.
Yeah,
it depends on what I'm doing.
And the
we're
other team
have it on.
I mean, South Carolina is undefeated, one of the great teams in women's basketball in several years. You're not gonna watch him?
Yeah.
Just the two white girls shoot it out. Just the ponytail girls shoot it out.
But well, that's not it. It's they're bigger. I don't know. Maybe I'll watch some of it. I don't know. It depends on what I'm doing.
I'm watching it. I'm watching because, I mean, we're watching somebody who is this is generational.
Yes,
Caitlin Clark is generational for women's basketball. Her range is like Steph Curry. It's just we just don't see. She has the ability to create for others. Good passer. This is she's can't miss TV. Like can't miss TV. Mike Tyson. So Tiger Woods was – I was thinking about this the other day. Michael Jordan oftentimes just can't miss TV, but you're an 82-game schedule, so it's a little different. Michael Jordan in the playoffs was can't miss. I think – you know what's funny? LeBron in the playoffs, and LeBron when he was in high school was kind of can't – this is like weird stuff. Nobody was as big and physical and explosive as LeBron James, and they would show his games on St. John's. On ESPN when he was at Saint whatever.
Well, you were too young. You're too old. You're too young to know. Abdul Jabbar or Kareem
was
Lou Alcindor was the same.
Same
Power
way.
Memorial. Yeah.
when he was yeah, but you couldn't see him at
no,
high
you couldn't
school,
see
could
him, but it was he was huge. He
but
was,
people travel like see LeBradford Smith.
There was like
here.
A there was a there's a book out just about his power memorial.
Yeah.
When he was coming into the league, which was huge. I mean, he was a phenomenon.
Yeah, I'm sure he was too, but yeah. Not can't miss TV, but Mike Tyson was. I think that in some ways Conor McGregor has been in the UFC. You'd have to say.
As I understand it, his movie career.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, my daughter and son watched it last night, and they were like, oh, this is awful.
It was awful. What about
a lot of violence, though, which is good.
So I think Federer and Rafa was can't miss. That was a matchup, but it was a can't miss matchup. Even if you weren't a big tennis fan. If you watch tennis sometimes, if you paid attention to it, you never wanted to miss Rafa versus Federer. And I know Djokic is better than is probably going to end up being better than all of them in terms of a
McEnroe, you know, and Connors was like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain matchups. Yeah. I will admit Red Sox Yankees at one point was like that. But can't miss people like Caitlin Clark is 100% like a Tiger Woods, where it's just so much better than everyone else, so much different. You just don't want to miss that because you know that it's not going to last forever. And will I continue to watch in WNBA? Maybe. I think I probably won't. I probably won't, but I have ever since last year toward the tournament when I watched her in the Final Four. I'm like, ooh, man, this hype around her, she is this good. And I paid attention to her, and I almost went to a game to watch her. I almost did, which I looked at flights, so that tells you I was pretty
you
much.
You were in. You were all in.
I considered.
You're an ally. He's an ally now, right?
Yep. I almost flew
because
there.
I thought
about it. I looked at the flights, and I was like, ugh.
Because you almost did
I don't
something.
Want to
yeah.
Have to,
well, he actually looked into it, so that makes you an ally.
Nothing nonstop, and then I'd still have
and
to
And he's going to watch the game tonight.
Yep.
So he's an ally, although.
Yeah.
Honestly, she's brought more eyes to women's college basketball than anyone
else. Yeah, I'm not doubting it. He's an ally, although he did just. He did just lead a discussion about potential OnlyFans actresses.
Right. By the way,
that's
you know,
money. Why can't we? Hold on a second. Is it not okay for a woman to control her own sexuality?
Yeah, for her.
Do you want to? What do you want to do?
Is that
for
what you're going
what
with?
Should women do? How should they dress, Del?
You having a discussion is
how should
a woman
they dress?
Controlling girls'
just
sexuality.
Just tell me how women should dress, Del. That's all I'm asking.
A woman should be able to dress however she wants.
Should she be able to make money?
You contemplating which women should do it is a little different.
I just said who would make a bunch of money. Mm. John was right.
Yeah.
He said Sidney Sweeney, and all I did was throw a number out there, $100 million. I just tried to set a number.
Yeah. Oh, you don't. Oh, women aren't supposed to make money. Now,
I'd prefer no. I
is
prefer
that what
nobody
you
did that. I'd prefer nobody did that, and they kept it clean for my daughter to emulate. But if they're going to do it, I might as well throw a number out there, $100 million. Mm. She'd be the first six-figure OnlyFans model.
Okay, you want to dance around that. Did you want to have a discussion about what you think about Mariko from Shogun? Are you an ally with that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of an ally. He's kind of an ally.
If you're watching Shogun,
you know what he's talking
what's
about.
So appeal, what's the most appealing thing about her, Lance?
Loyalty.
Yeah. Her service.
Thank
you for your service,
even
Mariko.
Though she's not happy to work with the Anjin, she's doing it.
Yeah, she's doing it.
She also, I didn't realize how much she really disliked her husband.
Yeah, no, I did.
Doesn't like him. But she's
you
also.
Could tell.
Well, you didn't realize.
Look, you want me to say, and I would never say this, but Del wants me to say, oh, she's compliant or something like that or submissive. No.
You just said it.
No, but you want me to say that. That's what I'm saying. This
but
is
she
you.
Just said
I'm
it.
Speaking for you.
No, don't speak for me. I asked you what
I'm
you...
speaking for you.
No.
You want me to say that. You want me to say, no. Oh, because she's submissive.
No, I asked you what was
hot.
So. What was so appealing
about
her?
I'm not going to say that. That's not what I'm thinking. You want me to say that. That's
just,
not what I'm thinking.
No, you
those
did.
Those are your thoughts.
You tried to trick him into saying
to,
that.
You tried
he wouldn't
to,
do it.
Jedi might trick me.
I tried
and
to,
I didn't do it.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't
these
do it.
These are not the droids you're looking for or whatever that's supposed
does,
to be.
He's an, he's an
yeah.
AI guy.
You
yeah.
Would, you would never
forgot
say
about
it.
That.
Yeah,
he is an AI guy.
I could never
that's a
trick
deepfake.
You.
You're trying to deepfake me into saying she's hot and like submissive. But she's not.
But I didn't
like,
trick
she's
you.
She's got some.
No, you're right. I didn't trick you into saying that.
Oh, she's got some attitude to her.
Yeah, but yeah. Only as much as a.
Is it appealing
a
that
consort or
is it
what
appealing
are they called?
That a consort? Is it appealing that every episode she wants to die? Does that
yeah, that's
appeal
not
to
great.
You as well?
That's not no. That's not what we're looking for in a consort.
And then you find out, this is up there one of the most misogynistic societies historically ever, where you're not allowed to, I just want to die. And,
Can I kill myself?
Well,
no.
But you're in control of my life. You decide, you run my life, or you get to decide if I live or die. I'm like, whew, man, that was a bad time to be a woman.
All right.
Especially in the tea house.
Time to talk right now.
Suki could also.
About my bookie. Speaking of which, Five Star is joining us on the other side. He's going to give you winners for tonight, for tomorrow, for the. I mean, he's going to give winners. He's going to have a big weekend. It's both Final Fours head in this weekend. So you got a lot to play. And where are you going to play it? MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid. One way to do it, MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. I love MyBookie. It is awesome. It's easy to navigate. They got every kind of bet you could possibly want. Live betting during games. Oh, I missed the kickoff. I can't. Or the tip-off, and I can't possibly bet. Yes, you can. If it's a big game, it's going to be, you're going to have live betting on it. So it didn't matter what the line was before the game. 2 points in, and the line might change. Here's the deal. Get on. And if you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You'll get a bonus for signing up. Like if you put in $200, then you're going to have $300 to play with. They'll add 50%. You know, so no matter what the number is, up to $1,000. So you're looking for a great way to bet on this weekend's games? Get there now. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
How about this? News of the weird early. Frankie said they just had an earthquake in New York. An earthquake in New York. Did anyone just experience that earthquake in New York City? Wow. Totally just had an earthquake in New York. Did you feel it? Holy crap. That's crazy. In New York City? I don't ever remember a New York City earthquake, huh? Five Star joining us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Five Star, what up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing? I just heard about that earthquake, too, man. I got to reach out to some of my friends in New York to see what's going on.
Yeah, my daughter's there. It's crazy. All right, I got a couple of things to throw at you before we start. Number of kickoff return TDs in 2024 regular season, NFL, 7.5, under, over.
I'd have to say under.
The Texans had 2 by themselves last year with those rules.
Right. I think that these coaches are too smart in the NFL. They're going to figure out a way. You might have a couple early as they adjust to the new alignment rules, but these coaches are too smart. They're not going to give up.
You know what I heard?
There weren't in the XFL. There weren't a lot of kickoffs.
No, and I was told this, too, that general managers are now going to draft an extra linebacker, that you'll see teams start carrying an extra linebacker again because now the kickoffs are going to be prominent. They're going to change their roster to make sure they have a special team specialist who is going to be really good.
I watch a lot of UFL, guys. I bet a lot of UFL. And before when the leagues were divided and they were using that same alignment, I think it was the XFL that they were using. It. Now it's the UFL, so they're both together. And I can't remember one kickoff return for a touchdown in that league. It's always big returns. They used to get around, you know, they might get to the 40 or the midfield. It's much more exciting, but no touchdowns.
Okay, here's a couple other ones. Will Zach Edey block a DJ Burns shot?
Yes, I could see him getting at least one of those, maybe a couple of them, because DJ's 6'9 and Zach's 7'4, but the weight differentiation is going to be the key with that one because Burns is 275. That's what he says he is. He says he's 275, and we know Edey's 300 pounds, and I think that he's going to be able to get up under him and, you know, mow him to the basket a little bit, but Edey will get him a couple times.
It's even money. Yes, it's even money.
That's a good bet. I wish I could find that in Vegas. So you guys are dealing with
If
you guys had a wild, wild west with this, Vegas, they're not allowing anything like that.
No, they're not. This is, I don't know, this is from Jimmy Shapiro. I don't know if you know Jimmy Shapiro.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah. There's a lot of good. There's a lot. Grant Nelson points in Final Four game, 10.5. I kind of like over 10.5. Dude can, he can, now he's playing against Klingon, which is different. His under over is 15.5.
I go under on Klingon. I think that's part of one of my keys to that game. I think Alabama plays him out of the game. He played terrific last game. But before that, if you see, he wasn't, you know, too much of a factor offensively. One, he was getting in foul trouble. Two, he's not a seven-footer like Edie. Edie is really skilled. Edie is like Yao Ming. When it comes to the cleaning guy for UConn, he's not. He's more of a roller, doesn't have a back-to-the-basket type of game, and doesn't shoot free throws at a high level. I don't think he gets to that. Mm-hmm. Grant Nelson, he should with their game plan. We just don't know what type of Grant Nelson. He had one good game now in the last month. But it was one that was right on time because they needed him like to play like he did. Yeah,
he was really good too. So who you got tonight?
Tonight I'm going with the UConn women, man. I have to. I think that they're inspired by the men's team. I know that Paige Beckers is the star, but the X factor for UConn is this kid, Aaliyah Edwards. She's averaging almost 18 points and 10 rebounds a season. You can't slow down Iowa. They're going to do their thing. But they have a four-guard that they run, and their biggest player is 6'2". I just expect a huge game from Edwards. The Hawkeyes lost the rebounding war to LSU 54-36. 23 offensive rebounds that they gave up to the Lady Tigers. It's just that Angel Reese and those girls missed too many free throws. If they'd have made their free throws, that game would have been a lot closer. She had 20 rebounds by herself against them, and I think that Aaliyah Edwards kind of fits the same kind of mold as Angel Reese. They're going to have problems keeping her off the board. Auriemma has been saying nice things about Caitlin Clark all week. He's playing possum behind closed doors. I'm sure that he's telling Paige Beckers this is her turn to prove to the world she's the best lady in college hoops. And I know he's formulating a way to slow down that freewheeling offense that Iowa runs. For Iowa to win this game, they're going to have to be perfect like they were against LSU. The refs allowed them to play really aggressive down low with LSU girls. They called some fouls. They missed some fouls, but LSU was not completing their free throws in this one. And that's why the game ended up how it did. And Iowa was lights out from the three-point line. I don't see them shooting as well as they did last time. And also, you got two All-Americans against one All-American. UConn has the squad, even though they're injured and missing some girls. They still have a really talented team, and they have the size. According to BetMGM, guys, 85% of the ticket count and 88% of the money is on Iowa. I'm going to side with Vegas on this one, man. We're seeing too much one-sided action for me. Give me UConn +3, and also give me UConn +125 as an outright. And also, I'll be rolling with Aaliyah Edwards to go over 9.5 rebounds. And I haven't seen the prop for her to get a double-double, but I think that she gets a double-double, too. She's had 11 of her last 17 games, going 10-10 at least.
All right, so UConn tonight, +3 against Caitlin Clark. Tony doesn't like that. Sorry, Tony. Sorry, this is not. Sorry, buddy. You Iowa. I mean, he's an Iowa Hawk. So what else you like this weekend?
So I'm going with NC State, man. I'm going to take them first half +5.5 and for the game. But we're going to start with the first half +5.5. NC State has won 15 non-conference first halves in a row this season. And last week they barely lost to Duke. Duke ended up winning the first half against them, but they were a conference team. But outside of that, they've won every first half the last 15 games that they played. So you got to always be careful for NC State early. You got Kevin Keith usually has those guys ready to play. As you guys know, I had them at +1,300. If something happened with Houston, I had that ticket in my pocket because I knew that this NC State team was the real. And ended up, unfortunate incident, you know, Jamal Shea getting injured and everything like that. Duke capitalized about it. But as you saw, people were hitting me on X, like, are you going to hit it? And I'm like, no, NC State's going to beat their rear. And that's what they did. NC State is hitting it all cylinders at the right time, man. I've been riding them since March 13th in the ACC tournament, man. And during that stretch, they're 8-1 against the spread. They're 9-0 straight up, and they've won 8 of those games is money line dogs. And the one game that they didn't cover was only by half a point against Oakland. So it's a really good team. It's a really good field. All four of these teams, that are in the Final Four have covered every game in the NCAAs except for the one game that NC State didn't cover by half a point against Oakland. So these teams are all playing really good ball right now. I think that DJ Burns does make Edie work some. I know Edie has an immense height advantage, but I think that he can bite him up and he doesn't allow Edie to post up so deep on the block as before. Now we see what type of Wilson that we're getting. But everything around NC State I really like. From Mike O'Connell, I think that he can slow down Braden Smith, which is the outstanding point guard for Purdue, who gets them in their plays and makes sure that they're able to execute offensively. That's why they're so efficient. Purdue is a really good team, man. That battle tested. I wouldn't be surprised if they win the game. There's too many points to give up. If you look at Purdue's record, it's the most impressive all year. I mean, they've beaten every team that you want to name in the top 10. They've matched up and beat them. They beat all these teams early. Yeah, they beat Tennessee twice this year. They beat Arizona this year. They beat all of the teams that you can name, man, in the division, except UConn. That's the only one they haven't met. But any other top 10 team they played this year, really good job of scheduling by those guys, so they battle test. But just too many points, man. This game is inflated too much because of Purdue.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
They don't both.
It went up to 9 now, guys. It's 9.5. I saw that. 9.5.
So do you, but I don't know that you could put a big enough number on UConn. I mean, honestly, they just blow everybody out. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be, you know, a huckleberry, man. You know me. I got to stay with my system, and my system tells me that I got to go Bama +12. The Huskies have won 10 straight NCAA tournament games by 13 points or more. That's unbelievable. That's 10-0 against the spread. They're trying to set all types of records for double digit wins. But this game probably played any time of the year besides now, the spread would not be this high, man. It'll be like 7.5, 8 points on my model. So Alabama also is going to play them different. Their whole offense is predicated on shooting threes and getting dunks, and that's why I said that Clemson might be unplayable because they have some tall guys that can shoot the rock at Bama that's going to pull them out of the paint. So either he's going to have to come out on the perimeter, or, you know, he's going to just be stuck back, sitting back, playing back in the paint for nothing because these guys are going to hit their threes. Because as we know, Alabama's made their threes all year. That's why they lead the country in scoring. A lot of really good players over there. Their wing players are outstanding. I just think this is just too many points. It's only been 4 times that we had this incident where it's a team with double-digit points that they're receiving as dogs in the Final Four. All 4 times. The dial covered, and 2 times they won outright. So I'll be on Bama +12.
There it is. 5 stars. Got UConn. He has got NC State and a little Alabama action as well, +12. Can't lay off that.
Yep, UConn girls tonight. Yep,
I don't know. I don't know. I just think you just ain't making a living betting against UConn. It's just you can't make a living.
At some point, people over-adjust.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to make a living. You just have to win one.
Hmm.
I've been betting UConn first half all year, and I probably play them this year. This game first half as well, and then just still sit back and wait for Bama to backdoor because they've been outstanding as well in the first half. UConn's covered the first half in every game of the tournament, so I'll be looking at that. But even though that they've been, you know, such a good team, such a dominant team, man, Alabama is a little bit different offensively. That's too many points to give up to a team that fills it up like they do.
Mm-hmm. 5 stars as always, man. We appreciate it. Hope you have a big weekend.
Okay, thank you guys. I appreciate you.
We'll see you
first. 5 star in Vegas. you follow 3-year Letterman?
Yes. He's a troll account.
He is.
Who acts like he's a high school coach or a youth coach of some sort, and he gets so many people.
So somebody said it was a 4.8 earthquake today, and he goes, 4.8 out of 100? That's like a strong breeze. He was like,
and I'm sure everyone's responding.
And then he said, yes, it was. Like, San Francisco was 95 out of 100. He said, no, it was 9.5. He said, 95 would make the states separate. He said, they once did. They separated, but then they got back together.
His account gets so many people.
I mean, it's so funny. Apparently, the epicenter was in New Jersey. Does anyone know where Chris Christie was? Chris Christie did not cause the earthquake.
No.
Art. That's art, just being art. Art, what's wrong with
it? He said he hopes...
Porky, hog, fat ass, double wide, butterball.
He said he hopes Frankie's Gucci and Louis bags didn't sustain any damage. Glad to see you care, Art.
Art.
Or you're just making jokes about
he's got jokes.
Elitists all the time.
He's got jokes for everybody, doesn't he?
No, but seriously, have you checked in on her bags?
Sure, bags are fine. Okay. She texts.
He's not even Muslim at
all. Don't worry, I would have heard it if her bags got
damaged. He always talks about
damaged.
Allah. Allah this, Allah that. You're like, dude, I doubt Art's Muslim. Stop.
Art has shown nothing that would suggest he's Muslim.
No, stop taking. You can't just use Allah the same way you're not allowed to use RJ. Our Big J, not Baby J.
No. Big J. No. JC.
Just cut
and
it
he
out.
Does it all the time anyway.
Cut it
and
out.
And them. Right. He says Jesus and them.
The apostles, right?
And them.
And them.
And them.
And oh. Time to talk John Daspit.
John Daspit is so he does some radio spots in Dallas. Of course, here in Houston, he has offices throughout Texas. He's got 10 different offices. He's got about 70 different lawyers who work for him. The reason he has so many is because, yes, he handles a heavy workload. I mean, he's the biggest here in Houston. People know that they can trust John Daspit. They get great settlements with him. But the main thing is he wants to make sure that everyone who has a case has proper representation, that there's not somebody who's just looking to get an agreement done right away and move on to the next guy. That's not what they do. They go through all of your hospital bills, all of your issues. If you've just been hurt, you can call them up. They will get you to the doctor, make sure that you can get to a doctor, an orthopedic doctor, if that's the case. Because for some people, they're very panicky because they may not have insurance or they can't afford it. But you need to go. You need to find out what's going on for the betterment of your health. You can't let an injury go and have it, you know, turn into something even worse. They will look out for your pain and suffering. They look out for your physical therapy, any surgeries. This is all something that John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm does. You matter to them. And that's why they have lawyers on your side fighting for you 24 hours a day and literally on weekends. There is no stopping when you're a Daspit lawyer. Go to DaspitLaw.com. That's DaspitLaw.com or call 713-CALL-NOW.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Hey, do you remember I told you that there were inmates who were suing New York over prison lockdown that they couldn't watch the solar eclipse?
Yeah,
I remember. They won.
No, I knew they would.
Yeah.
You can't just go outside and watch an eclipse.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
The
You're
next lawsuit
prison.
Is if you don't get sunglasses.
Well, what if they don't? Okay, yeah, you can go outside. You just can't get the sunglasses.
But you can do this, like do the
dummies.
Little tiny pinhole through your fingers when you're covering your eyes. That's probably good enough.
Do you want a goat?
Do I want a goat?
Yeah, do you want to own a goat?
Nope.
Well, an Italian island has been overrun by goats, and they're giving them away for free if you want to go there and pick up a goat.
I've never had cabrito, have you?
I have. I don't believe I have.
It's supposedly, you know, that's the original. That's how... what's the famous Mexican food? Interior Mexican. It's a cabrito is how. Oh, the meat. One of the not carne asada, but there's another one. Barbacoa. Barbacoa is originally made with cabrito. I guess that's what birria tacos are made with goat.
Neat stuff. Neat stuff.
How do you feel?
I just think anytime he does, like, that's something that's really good. It's good information. I didn't know birria tacos are supposed to be made with goat. You know, authentic ones are made with goat. And I think that's something other people would like, oh, that's cool to know that information.
You would think.
And John just dismisses it.
Yeah. John, how often are you not listening to
Lance? We never neat stuff your golf. We never neat stuff your golf.
We just hope you stop talking about it. How often are you not listening to Lance during a show? About 20%
of the time? Under overs?
I can look and see if he's on a video run.
Percent of time.
If he's on a video run, I just roll through it.
Okay. Here, pot. Okay.
Kettle.
Well, if I'm in it, that's why I respect it. If you're in a rabbit hole, there's
then what are you
going to
do?
Would you say 35% of the time you're not even listening to him? Higher?
Cicadas are nature's weirdos. Apparently, they pee stronger than humans, and an STD can turn them into zombies.
Wait. The things that make the noises?
Yeah, cicadas. Yeah. Yes.
The human tinnitus?
If you give an STD to a cicada, he could become a zombie.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know what that means, but that's
already bad enough.
That's all. That's as far as I went.
Who did this
study?
I
have no idea.
Who did this study? Who got funding for this?
Yeah, I don't know that. I wonder what an STD will do to a cicada.
Yeah, who decided that let's infect them with some syphilis, see how it works.
See how that works out for them.
What are you looking for? Like maybe it's a cancer cure? What's the best you could do with a cicada with an STD? What are you hoping for?
Did you know that there were oppressive marriage laws in New York City?
No.
Apparently Jewish women have embarked on a sex strike to challenge the oppressive marriage laws. Okay.
Well,
it makes a law that makes divorce from their spouses more difficult, choosing to use a sex strike. So if you are married to a Jewish woman in New York right now, that's it. No sex.
Well, it might also be the Hasidic. It may be a certain sect. Like it might be.
Looks like there's a lot of curly cues down
there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if you know this or not, but there's some very, very strict things that go on and very strong religious.
Yeah.
Fundamentalist religious beliefs that are a little not great for women.
Did you feel like Tiger would go on a sex strike?
Tiger Woods?
Yeah, apparently he is abstaining from sex at pre-Masters, so he plays better. Do you think Tiger, I think he's going to probably explode. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure this is a good idea, Tiger.
I'm not sure that reading of that
the Paris story Olympics are apparently has lifted its intimacy ban for the athletes stocking up on 300,000 condoms. You think they that's enough for the Olympics?
They were banning?
Intimacy ban. They couldn't ban anything.
You couldn't have sex. It's like BYU.
Whoa, remember, and they probably were against it when it went last year.
It's like the black guys at BYU. No sex. That's it.
Why do you?
You have to make, when you do that, then you have to explain what you mean. So it's,
yeah, you sound weird.
And we're short on time.
And well, can you explain it on your show, Del?
No, we got Reagan calling in, so I got to get to him.
You got
to talk horse
Reagan's
racing.
Got up.
He's got, so did you book a
who
horse,
to bet on?
Did you book a horse racing segment for Del?
So I don't have time to explain what John just said.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, speaking of which, a lawmaker is urging women to skip panties at home. The former health secretary turned advisor told women to not wear underwear at home during the hot season because the female genitalia is prone to fungal infection.
Who is this lawmaker?
I don't. It's.
Well, I'm dirty, filthy.
I think it's in.
Is it a man?
It's in Taiwan.
Oh well. Whatever. I was about to say, who had the balls to come out and say that? Unless it was a female lawmaker.
Actually, it's not.
You just put it on Taiwan?
I don't
know. I think it's from Taiwan. I don't know.
So I don't know, but it's something. I have no idea what country it is, but you know what? I don't know about this whole thing.
Yeah,
dirty,
I don't know.
Filthy stuff.
Dirty, filthy. You know what's not dirty and filthy, John?
What?
Free Reign Coffee.
Oh, my God. I love Free Reign Coffee.
I know you do.
Free Reign Coffee's the best. If you haven't tried it yet, please do. Put in promo code, go to 975coffee.com, put in promo code ESPN20 and get 20% off. I drink it every morning. I love my Free Reign Coffee. You will love your Free Reign Coffee too. Free Reign Coffee is different. Free Reign Coffee is fuller. It's just got the best. I like the Texas Pecan, but they got the Homestead and they got the Mosteno, something like that. Anyway, they have got Mosteno. They have got the best coffee that I've ever had. It really is. And, you know, Lance has tried it. And I want testimonials for those of you that get Free Reign Coffee that go to 975coffee.com and you put in promo code ESPN20. I want to hear from you. Please tweet me or email, whatever you want to do. Get me the information on how much you love it, too. I'm telling you, right here and now, Free Reign Coffee is just different. It's not the bitter taste. It's got a full flavor. I'm telling you, it is awesome. You're looking for coffee, a different way to start your morning every morning. Free Reign Coffee, 975coffee.com. Put in promo code ESPN20.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.